Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Julian Clifford Mance Jr. on October 10, 1928 in Evanston, Illinois, or as the world knew him as Junior, on the keys and with his composer prowess. That was the 2011 tune, A Smooth One, and yes, he was, with his trio off his album simply called Junior. This cat had a prodigy path in life. Since he was 5 years old, he dug into the piano on an upright in the family's home. His father, Julian Sr., gave him the goods, teaching him to play stride and boogie-woogie. That would all funnel into his first professional gig in Chicago at the age of 10. It came about because a saxophone neighbor of his needed a replacement for a pianist to fill in for a cat that was sick. His dad pushed him into the music over and over again, but his mother, on the other hand, wanted him to get into medicine at the nearby Northwestern University in Evanston. The compromise was for him to go to Roosevelt College in Chicago instead. That pre-med didn't quite stick, though. Junior signed up for his music classes, and as it happened, jazz was forbidden, which is so weird, by the faculty, and he ended up not even finishing 1 year. And obviously, jazz won out, and we will spend this next hour coming your way looking into the career and life of Junior and the cats that he played with and a life that still roars on today in pure class. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the keys with the piano and the organ from cats like Joe Cartwright and the great Ken Laverne, keeping the light on all the time, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you Junior Mance in the appropriate light. With his quintet in 2010, here's Junior with the song Broadway off another very melodic album in his long career. This is the CD Out South. Thank you.
trombonist and music director of the David White Jazz Orchestra. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the hottest jazz coming to you out of Kansas City, Missouri.
That was Junior doing the honors with Cannonball Adderley in 1957 with the tune Cobweb off the LP Sophisticated Swing. So Junior's first real big, real deal gig was back in 1947 in Chicago with Gene Jug Adams while he was enrolled at Roosevelt. That led him to making his recording debut with Ammons for Aladdin Records. So when Junior was suspended from school, he had been caught playing jazz in the practice room, which still floors me that it was outlawed at the time, so to speak. They worked in New York City for a week, and that would lead to recording with Lester Young and the great Sonny Stitt. Things were beginning to take shape for Junior, and the jazz puzzle was coming together. Off a very recent 2015 CD called Junior Mance, for my fans, it's all about you. Here he is with the tune Home on the Range.
this is Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Joined with Jimmy Cleveland, that was Junior in 1959 on the album called A Map of Jimmy Cleveland. This was their take on Stardust. So the Army drafted Junior in 1951, and 2 weeks before shipping out to Korea from basic training, Cannonball Adderley helped Junior score a position in the 36th Army Band at Fort Knox, Kentucky. That kept the jazz ball rolling until he was discharged in 1953 and immediately went to work at the Beehive Jazz Club in Chicago as a part of the house rhythm section with Israel Crosby on bass and Buddy Smith on the drums. And it was during that year that he backed up the best in the world. Charlie Parker swung through, Coleman Hawkins, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and Sonny Stitt. Wow. After Chicago, Junior went to New York, and that is another story that we will get to. With the 920 special, here's another off that 2015 album for his fans, Junior at his very finest, on this special hour of Junior on Neon Jazz.
This is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
Thank you.
That was the Yancey Special off the 1999 CD Junior Mance Special. So it was Charlie Parker that actually encouraged Junior to move to New York after he saved all of his money working for a year at the Chicago Beehive. He would go on to tour with Dinah Washington for the next 2 years after that advice and learned accompaniment technique from Washington's arranger, the great Jimmy Jones. So between L.A. and New York, he got his jazz world flying, playing with Clifford Brown, Clark Terry, Maynard Ferguson, Herb Geller, Harold Land, Richie Powell, Max Roach, and so many others. And it was in 1956 that he actually hooked up with Cannonball and his band. And after that band, he joined Dizzy Gillespie's, replacing Wynton Kelly at the keys. Things were just getting better in Junior's world, and they always have. Joining Gene Jug Adams in 1969 on the keys, this is the tune The Jungle Boss off the LP The Boss Is Back, as we go on further into the world of Junior right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hi, it's Ian Henderson Smith here, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
From the 2014 CD Jubilation, that was the Junior theme for sure. That was his take on Lady Be Good. So around 1959, Verve Records chief Norman Granz offered Junior his first recording date as a leader during one of his sessions that he heard with Dizzy Gillespie. So he set him up with bassist Ray Brown and Gillespie's drummer Lex Humphreys for the trio. After that, he went on to record for a whole host of other labels, and that was just his first with Verve. Junior went on to record and perform during the next three decades, always a student, but consistently a leader. That's kind of his mantra. Here's Junior with his good friend and recording confidant, Dizzy Gillespie, in 1959 with the tune My Man off the LP Have Trumpet, Will Excite, and that's the only way Dizzy rolled. Next, as we dial down this Junior Exposé Hour.
Thank you.
Again, that was Junior with Dizzy and 59 with My Man. So more recently, Junior has been a part of the group The 100 Gold Fingers from 1990 to 2009 more specifically, and they tour the jazz-loving and very cool Japan every other year. This band rotates a huge crop of brilliant pianists like Toshiko Akiyoshi, Monty Alexander, Jerry Allen, Kenny Barron, and Gerald Clayton, along with many others. Also during this period, specifically in 2007, Junior and his wife Gloria created their own record label called Junglo, a trend with many jazz cats these days, and I must thank Gloria for sending me over some great music that we are using on this hour. And as we mentioned at the top of our hour, Junior is still giving his good work to the fans of the world, and it was our honor to bring you Junior and all of his splendor, and he definitely had and continues to have that. So ending things fittingly for this hour is the tune Jubilation off the 2012 CD Three of Us. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a bona fide cool cat behind the controls all the time, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We are always here for you, and we love to hear about the jazz. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
fine jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.